This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Younger generations tend to unfairly get flack for not being as hardworking as their elders. These days, older workaholics like to chide millennials for not wanting a life of uninterrupted grind. Well, today we have some data to support the thesis that millennials do approach work in a different way. A Marketplace Edison research poll found workers age 18 to 34 were more likely to rank flexible schedule and remote work opportunities as important in a job than workers 35 and older. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looks at how younger workers are changing the equation for work-life balance.
Jenna Vassallo has a lot going on in her personal life these days.
Hi, lady. What are you doing? Do you want to get your kitty?
The 33-year-old Boston marketing manager has a one-year-old at home, so that's where she often needs to be. She works remotely 2 days a week and keeps flexible hours the other days.
It's very important to me. I do plan to stay where I am for quite a while because of that.
It's a big shift from her parents, who she says were always at work. But Jenna and her young peers are increasingly prioritizing work-life balance. Dan Schauble with HR firm Future Workplace says the firm's research shows young workers prize flexibility above all other employer benefits, including health care.
If a company wants you to work longer hours for no additional pay, there has to be a give.
As digital natives, he says, young people have come up in an always-on work culture, fueled by mobile devices and instant communication.
Oh my God, there's no 9-to-5 anymore. Like, it's a free-for-all. You know, work and life is integrated.
If young people are going to bring their work home with them, he says, they also want to bring their home life to work. That includes taking care of their well-being on the job, says 34-year-old Sean Callahan-Dinish. He's a college recruiter for a Fortune 500 company in Tampa, Florida, and says young people have higher expectations for wellness benefits like on-site fitness and meditation classes.
There's a lot more awareness, you know, growing up with the internet and then social media. I think that's allowed younger generations to be more in tune with health.
This generation has also been influenced by economic conditions. The high cost of living in many areas, combined with burgeoning student debt, has left young people with less buying power than previous generations. That's led many to value experiences over things. For Jason Connolly of Columbus, Ohio, that means prioritizing his family, pet, and favorite hobby.
My exercise is curling. I curl probably 2 or 3 nights a week, and that sweeping part is a workout.
He's chosen to pursue a career as a designer at a public university, where hours and time off are more flexible than in the private sector.
I feel like I've sacrificed perhaps more salary, perhaps, you know, driving a better car, living in a better house. However, I feel more whole as a person. We only get one life, right? Let's enjoy it.
Preferably with a nice slice of avocado toast. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.